I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village, and really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just 400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the borewell here in this community with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home, and they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. And you can.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. We've got a great program lined up for you. Bottom of hour number two, Dr. Bonner Cohen joins us. He's an expert on natural resources and energy. I was having a conversation with him over the weekend. We were talking about shutting off the spigot, the money that is being used by Putin to wage war against the Ukraine. How quickly can we flip that switch? How quickly can we get our pipelines back online? the XO pipeline, the pipeline that was shut down on the East Coast, and become energy independent, which is a major national security issue, by the way. Dr. Cohen joins us. We'll talk about that coming up, bottom of hour number two. Top of the next hour, Ward Connerly is with us. I'm looking forward to having Mr. Connerly back on the program with us. He's here on a regular basis now. I was talking a little bit about this yesterday with David Horowitz, and we're going to talk some more about it. Racism is a major issue that has been brought forward, and the idea is that America is a racist country, always has been, and that somehow racism is inherent in you're just born that way. You're born that way. Over the weekend, last Friday, I was watching some different information and came across a professor that was teaching whiteness and how and just some really basically saying that Martin Luther King's idea that we want to be judged by character rather than the color of skin. Well, that's just wrong thinking. It's just wrong-headed thinking. And we'll talk with Ward about that coming up top of the next hour. Bottom of this hour, Matt Long is with us. Have you heard this? Because I've heard this. I heard this for years. If you're a conservative and you're concerned about things like marriage and abortion and sex education, what they're teaching our children in school and traditional family values and things of that nature, well, look, all you're concerned about is social values. You really are missing the big picture, okay? You're just concerned about social values. You're missing the big picture. Well, seems like that things come home to roost now. And we're going to talk about what's happening to the children in our schools and why the movie Mind Pollution is so important for every American parent to see so that they understand how their children are being groomed to be basically sex toys for perverted teachers. I don't know any other way to, I mean, I know it sounds that you're like, what? I'm telling you. And we'll talk about the biblical basis behind that as well. Matt's doing an entire series on that this week on his program on Hill Country Patriot Radio. All right. Well, part of the reason that we're running into all these, actually, I'm not going to say part, the reason, the main reason that America is having the struggles that it is having, that it is not being the light and salt, a light upon a hill, a beacon where people can actually come and truly experience freedom. And by the way, I'll bring this up. I'm now banned on Twitter for calling Eric Swalwell a Chinese spy whore. Well, when you run a prostitution ring in the House Intelligence Committee for the Chinese, I think that makes you a Chinese spy whore. That's just me. I'm banned on YouTube. I'm banned on LinkedIn. And I'm banned on Vimeo. And why? Because I have doctors that come on my program that spoil their injection narrative, that spoil their pandemic and Omicron. And now they've come out and said there's going to be another one coming behind this because we didn't get the results we were looking for. So we're going to try to do this again. Well, now I'm banned on all those because it's, quote, misinformation, except that the information that they give you is sending people to the hospital where they die. And I'm so sick of it. They should be brought up on charges. They will, because they're going to have to face the one who makes those judgments. And God help him. He won't, because they didn't ask. My next guest and I talk quite a bit about this because that's what happens in the realm of deliverance. You got to ask. Ken Thornburg, Freedom Encounters founder, is my next guest here with me twice a month. Ken, am I right? Don't you have to ask? Don't you have to want to be set free?
I would call that a duh revelation.
Yeah, it's kind of a hello. It's like if you want the door to open, turn the knob. I don't know. Just a thought.
You know, it's really no fun trying to go through a door without, you know, a bunch of policemen with one of those big things, you know, that ram the door with it. It's really tough unless you do turn the knob. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And you only turn the knob, Greg, if you truly believe that God is going to be on the other side.
Yeah, that Jesus is going to come through the door and sup with you.
Exactly. And that he has answers. And that he listens to and answers prayer. Or is prayer just a lot of empty words we just kind of throw out and just to feel good, but we don't ever really expect an answer? And I gotta tell you, just in this war alone, there have been so many absolute miracles, including lightning coming out of the sky, or more or less looking something like that, and burning up a Russian column that's heading towards the soldiers. You know, these people that pray in faith are the ones getting answers. And our churches can be rather impotent because the leadership of the churches simply doesn't believe that God answers prayer and that he's alive and well and he's doing miracle signs and wonders. And one of the Barna surveys recently released said that in a large poll of pastors in the United States last year, Greg, 38% considered quitting last year. And that's after 20,000 actually did quit in 2020. We don't even have numbers for 2021. So if 38% considered doing that, that leaves only 62 out of 100 who felt like they belonged in the positions that God placed them.
Yeah.
How can you lead a people into the power of God if you don't feel and sense that power yourself and feel like you're headed where God wants you to be?
Well, I think,
how do you do that?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things I think that are playing on that. I think, you know, I mean, I know with this program, there are many mornings I wake up and I say, God, do you want me to keep going? Do you want me to keep doing what I'm doing? Now, part of my challenge with this, and I'll just be honest with you folks, is support. I have to be able to pay the ministry's bills. I have to be able to pay for the radio time, and I have to be able to support the ministry in India. And I get a minimal amount of support, and I need your help in that, ladies and gentlemen. That will help me. That's my struggle. But for a lot of these pastors, they come out of a seminary, and we know that the statistics in the seminaries now are revealing that the attrition rate is gigantic. Men are showing up at seminaries fired up, feeling that they have a call of God in their life, and within the first 6 months to a year, they are walking away, not just from the ministry, but they're walking away from God. They're questioning because the seminaries now are basically telling them that the Bible is a book of suggestions. It's potentially a book of fables, a book of mythology, a book that holds mythological truths, but it is of less authority than Aesop's fables. And so here you are, and you've got, you know, the Word of God upon mm-hmm. which everything that you preach stands. And I shared this 15 years ago, standing in a pulpit, and I picked up the Bible and I said, look, this is what they're after now. And they've been after it, Ken. I'm not suggesting that they just started 15 years ago, but they've really accelerated in the last 10 years the idea that, well, there's a whole lot of translations. There's a whole lot of ways to interpret things. You know, Paul was a homophobe, all this kind of stuff that they say. And I said, this is what they're going after now. They're going to go after the foundation. And I picked up the Bible and I said, and you know what? If you believe that, if you buy that, if you only take this as a book of suggestions, if you think that this is just kind of filled up with a bunch of men's writings on it, and I chucked it to the back of the church. And I said, because I'm telling you right now, that's exactly what you'll have to do. So don't. It is the Word of God. That's why I bring on guys like Dr. Christian Widener onto this program and others to help you to have the words and the battle and the ability to be able to defend the very foundation of your faith. And know this, Jesus Christ said in John 19, he said, 19 and 30. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished, and bowed his head and gave up his ghost. It is finished. He did a completed work. The whole book of Hebrews is dedicated to that. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy? the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on, there's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Ken, we're talking, as I came into the break about the power of, number one, just the validity of scripture. And you brought something up to me in the break relative to a statistic that I had shared with you coming out of a Barna research study on the numbers of Christians, not the world, ladies and gentlemen, the number of Christians that hold to a biblical worldview, which would be things like they believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that when he said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, that is it. He is the only way to heaven, that there is a heaven, that there is a hell, that there is a devil, that there is an eternity and an afterlife. And that your sins, that Jesus Christ died to forgive you of your sins, and that repentance is a requirement, as is, the water baptism. That's one of the things that he's given us, that we're to be baptized. Go ye and baptize them. It's a part of salvation.
Exactly.
And what percentage of it, of the Christian population, believes that, Ken?
7%. If you look around your congregation, at 100 people, on average, and your church is not going to be that different from every other, 93 out of 100 do not have a biblical worldview. And my question to everybody is this: where are they getting that?
Yeah.
How are they concluding that worldview? Who is telling them they should not believe it, besides the same one who's in charge of destroying the church 24/7 anyway, who is Satan, and all of his demons planting thoughts of doubt about the reality of God and the reality of all those things that you just mentioned, Greg?
Yeah.
But they're also being told, we're not going to go through any tribulation, no hard times. We're just going to get zapped out of here. And yeah, things are looking really bad. And maybe Jesus is going to come soon. But if he does, no problem. And I was just talking with a Christian leader the other day who said so many believers he knows were waiting for that temple to be rebuilt in Jerusalem as a sign of what time it is. And then 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 17, it makes it very clear that the, quote, third temple, unquote, is within us. People are going to be shocked when they find out that things continually go south and they're not getting zapped out of here. And what's going to happen to those, even of the 7%? This is the impotence in our church. This is the leadership. Why 20,000 quit in 2020? And 38% are considering quitting because they don't, the leaders, the pastors themselves, so often, not all, always, but so often don't feel or believe the power of God in their own lives, and so they can't share it with others.
Right.
And then Satan comes by with those doubts and those thoughts and demon speaking, so people don't even know the source, and they begin to question who they are in Christ. And they're going around, oh, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. And no, you're not. You're the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ, and that's right there in black and white in Romans. People should read the book of Romans and recognize they're not this worm. They're not this poor old sinner barely making it through. No, we're not. We're victors.
Amen.
In Christ.
Amen.
We've overcome the world, and we're not going to be rescued from hard times, but we have a God who is so powerful to take us through it.
Well, read
and
Ephesians.
Actually bless us while we're at it.
Read Ephesians 3, ladies and gentlemen. Read Ephesians chapter 3. Because it talks to you about who you are in Christ. And Paul prays a powerful prayer at the end of that chapter, verses 14 to 21, about how he might touch you, and Colossians 2. I've got a sermon that's going to be released this weekend that I'm preaching over my Bible school graduates in India this coming Saturday. I'm going to be doing my daughter's wedding this coming Saturday, and so we pre-recorded this message, and it's my commencement address. And in a large part, you know, we need to understand that we, the church, are God's manifold wisdom. That's what Ephesians 3 says. Might be known by the church, the manifold wisdom of God. And I would suggest, I would argue to you that it's not principalities of evil that God is revealing this to, so much as he's revealing it to the angelic realm that he has put in place as a point of exhortation to encourage them that victory is still nigh. Victory is still his. He doesn't need to prove anything to them, and he certainly doesn't need to prove anything to the darkness that he's already won. We are not victims.
Right.
We are victors in the name of
Jesus. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code PASTOR GREG, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm very, very excited, as we do each and every Tuesday, to join with the Hill Country Patriot Radio Network. And it's exciting to have them join the Chosen Generation radio show network and all of our listeners on TECN-TV across the Truth Broadcasting Network and coast to coast. Good to be with all of you and to join with my very, very long time and good friend, Matt Long and the Matt Long Show. Matt, welcome aboard, brother. Good to have you.
Always good to be here, Pastor Greg. Always good. It's a tough topic in the Hill Country this week on the air.
Yeah, it is. There's no question about it. It is. You know, for a long, you and I had these conversations almost 10 years ago. And, you know, talking about, you know, the conservative movement and the Tea Party movement. And, you know, I was addressing, of course, you know, I left California 11 years ago, almost 12 now.
Mm-hmm. And we fought for this issue of the LGBTQRSTLMNOP movement. We were battling the Prop 8. We, three times, Californians voted to make marriage between a man and a woman and traditional family values constitutional. And three times, the radical and liberal courts in California overturned it. And I had a car that got smashed because we had a Yes on 8 sticker on it at one of the local MJCs, Modesto Junior College. So I came here thinking that Texas was going to be a bastion for family values, traditional values, Christian traditional family values. And the very first pastor's meeting I sat in on, the superintendent of schools said, I'm sorry to tell you, but no longer can you give Bibles to graduating seniors. Huh? Mm. And everyone in the room just smiled and nodded their heads. Okay.
Right.
We understand separation of church and state. And I began.
Yeah.
Well, and I began the mission of, you know, talking about that, how I believed, I felt strongly that this issue of sexual perversion and homosexuality and so on was going to be thrust upon the children of Texas in the schools. And I was told, you know, Greg, you really need to get over talk. Nobody wants to talk about social issues. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, we don't want you're talking about legislating morality. That's what you're talking about. And
oh, yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
And we can't have we don't live in a country where morality is legislated. And now I'm going to let people for my group, I want to let you kind of fill in, cuz they may be saying, okay, Pastor, we're following you, we're tracking with you, but is there some specific thing going on that we don't know about?
Well, here's what's been going on. We have, for various reasons, in both Fredericksburg and Kerrville, and those are two communities in the central heart of Texas, about 30 minutes apart, very, very conservative, very rural ranching families, farming, ranching, that kind of stuff. And generally considered to be very rural, and yet we start looking at our high schools and we find books in our middle school and our high schools in both of these towns that are filled with, it would be considered pornography. In fact, legally it is pornography. Some of it is. And in fact, these books, we can't read them over the air. I wanted to, I tried to, that got nixed. The newspaper will not print excerpts of these books. Right. However, and if you read them at school board meetings, people get upset. There's a story of that here in Texas where one teacher wanted to read one of these passages and they wouldn't let him read it at a school board meeting. And yet these books are available to your 9, your 10, your 11-year-old child when they go into the library. And that is what we're talking about. And we're busy putting boundaries around the books that our children are reading. We don't want to burn books. We don't want to ban books. But we want to put boundaries around the books. We want age-appropriate material. We were going through and detailing a rape scene that a 15-year-old boy was observing. And it was graphic. There, we went over another book where there were graphic descriptions on how to perform certain sex acts between two boys or what have you. And so these are books that are not just hinting at the perversions. They are actually, and in some cases in one book, there's actually drawings that go along with it, how to perform these different sex acts. These are books that are in the middle school in a conservative rural area in the center of Texas, Pastor Greg, and we're getting the pushback.
Well, and here's something that is written in the 45 goals of the communists that goes right along with this. It says, eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and free press,
break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. And note, this is the Gramscian agenda of the long march through the institution, spelled out explicitly, gradual takeover of the means of communication and then using those vehicles to debauch the culture and weaken the will of the individual to resist, present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. Today, those few who will have courage to advocate public morality are denounced and viciously attacked. Most Americans are entirely unwitting regarding the motives behind this agenda. And, you know, and the word of God is clear as well, that professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, into birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who's blessed forever. Amen. I hear all the time, and I'm going to go back to something too, very quickly, that I think is also at the root of this, and that has been the teaching of evolution as a fact. We have been teaching our children that they are nothing more than animals. They're simply animals. And we teach, and so when someone comes in and says we need to teach abstention from sex rather than this idea of handing condoms out to everybody and encouraging children as young as 4 years old to begin having sexual thoughts so that by the time they're nine, they have their first abortion. And I know that you had a guest on, Monica, yesterday to talk a bit about that indoctrination that's taking place. But the root of that is that we're telling children that they weren't given life and breath and spirit by a creator who uniquely created them. They aren't told that they're to have dominion over creation, that that's how God assigned these things. And when he made Adam and Eve, he made them to have dominion. He created them over the animal kingdom, over the plant kingdom, over all the earth. We are literally his hands and his feet on this planet. And yes, we have a responsibility for the health and the welfare and the well-being of the environment, but not by putting the environment above God and worshiping climate.
Well said. Boy, you covered a lot in there. Pastor Greg, this subject, this topic, it just seems like pastors and churches should be all over this. Where, but I don't see them. Where are our pastors and preachers when it comes to this kind of junk?
I think it goes to something we were talking about. I was talking about my guest Ken Thornburg in our last segment, and that is, you got to remember that, you know, seminaries today, we refer to them, I refer to them more as cemeteries. There are so many young men that go into seminary feeling this powerful call of God. They show up and the attrition rate is just gigantic. And the sad part is that the casualty is not just that they don't fulfill the call of God, but that they literally will renounce God because they're being told that the Bible that they are basing all of their beliefs on is somehow just some book written by a bunch of guys. George Barna's research says that only 6-7% of Christians sitting in the church actually have a true biblical worldview, which means they believe that there is absolute truth and that the Bible is an inerrant, inspired, God-written, God-breathed book. It's the Holy Scriptures. It's what all of this is predicated upon. And so if you're in that position and you're the minister and you've got people coming to you looking for answers and you're not victorious and you don't have any answers and you don't know and you don't understand and most of your time in prayer is going, hey, are you there? Hello? Hello? Is there anybody home? Man, what a horrible place to be, Matt. I mean, truly, I feel for them. What a horrible place to be, but it's because their denominations and the trainings that they've been given are empty, absolutely empty. Look, I give you these facts. Jesus Christ said on the cross, "It is finished." When he began his ministry, he said, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent." That's good news.
That's good news. That means the kingdom of heaven is here now, and you can be a part of it. And he said that you are crucified with me. Everything that you have done wrong is hung on that cross. It's killed, it's dead, it's gone, it's buried, it's over, and you're a new creation in him. And the good news is you are a victor, not a victim. Walk in the victory.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected, and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just 400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. What I just shared as we came into this break is so critically important that we all understand the fullness of what God has done through his son, Jesus Christ, to bring salvation into the world. He says, though, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and I will sup with him. I have been through some pretty challenging things in my life from my birth to being given 3 to 6 months to live, to the accident that I was in just under 5 years ago. And God gave me a word many, many years back about perseverance. And he imprinted in my spiritual DNA, you have need of perseverance. You must persevere. And one of my favorite scriptures has to do with, you have not yet resisted unto bloodshed sin. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. I'm telling you, dying on the cross is radical. It's radical. And it means that your old nature has to be killed on that cross. You got to let it die so that you can have the new nature that God wants for you. And in some instances, man, you've got to really reach a bottom of a terrible pit in order to get to the place of finally saying, okay, 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 I can't do this anymore. I cannot do this anymore. I need to die to myself. I need this nature, this old thing, crucified with you. I'm going to switch topics for a minute. There is a prayer that I need you to help me with. I need you to pray with me. Now, I would love to hope that that possibly there's been an answer already to this, but I'm looking and I see something up here indicating that that's not the case. Let me do it one more check. And we're looking, okay, Bandera County Sheriff's Office. Okay, so this was posted 1 hour ago, indicating that they are accepting, the Bandera County Sheriff's Office is accepting volunteers. You can go to the Facebook page at Bandera County Sheriff's Office and get more information and volunteer. But there is a 5-year-old boy that has been missing since 6:30 p.m. last night. And I feel led of the Lord to ask you to pray with me right now. We're going to pray for this little boy. And we're going to pray for the family, and we're going to pray for his return. So will you join me, please? Heavenly Father God, we come into your presence now, giving you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. We worship your holy name. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, for his death, resurrection, and ascension, and for his shed blood that washes us and cleanses us from all of our sin. And I ask you, Father, that you would please return Cameron to his family right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Return him now in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Heavenly Father God. And I ask you, God, that he be returned well and whole and safe, and that all the prayers that have been prayed for him and over him and about him, oh Lord, we know how much you love the little children and how precious they are in your sight. So we ask you, Lord God, to wrap your arms around him, encase him, Father God, in your holy blood, and protect him and let him return, Father God. Heal any trauma now in the name of Jesus Christ and bring peace, peace to the hearts of his family. Give wisdom, eyes to see, and ears to hear, that those that are searching, Lord God, will have Holy Spirit insight, guide and direct their paths. Reminded of the story of the breakthrough and the young boy that fell through the ice, who was found because the fire person, the rescue person, thought that he heard something and responded to what he heard and turned. And when he turned, he bumped into the boy and brought the boy up out of the water. We ask you for a miracle in Bandera. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. I'll let you know when I hear the news. We're talking about kids in this segment. We're talking about children. We're talking about education. We're talking about what's being taught in your schools to your kids, to your grandkids. This is a national issue. The comprehensive sex education program is perverting and poisoning the minds of children all across America. Planned Parenthood is using their programs to prep little girls so that they can engage in sex and not see what's growing inside of them as a life, but as an apparition that needs to be cut off and cut away. Monica Klein has been on this program talking about how they are really, seriously, honest to goodness, trying to get girls as young as 9 years old to have their first abortion. It is horrific. Horrific. And you need to get involved. Parents, I know you're doing a great job. I'm seeing all kinds of video of parents showing up at school board meetings, but it needs to continue. And you need to check out the libraries at your schools to find out what kind of books are being placed in those libraries that your kids are able to check out. And what are the teachers requiring them to read? Get engaged, get involved. The lives of this next generation are dependent on your engagement.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.